I begin the Christmas story?
Absolutely. As long as it's not that terribly depressing one about the chap who gets born on Christmas Day, shoots his mouth off about everything under the sun, and then comes a cropper with a couple of rum coves on top of a hill in Johnny Arab Land.
You mean Jesus?
Yes, that's... Keep him out of it. He always spoils the Xmas atmos.
You have most pleasantly wibbled my Brussels pouch.
Greetings for God bless Mr. Meaning at Christmas time, and maybe Jesus too. If we were little pigs, we'd sing piggy, 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 boo. Oh, piggy, wiggy, wiggy, boo. Piggy, wiggy, boo. Oh, piggy, wiggy, 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 boo.
Utter crap. I mean, there's nothing more healthy and normal than having a good, chum. You're just an old quack, aren't you?
I'd rather be a quack than a ducky. Good day.
God made man in his own image. It'd be a sad lookout for Christians around the globe if God looked anything like you.
What? She's got a tongue like an electric eel, and she likes the taste of a man's tonsils.
That's a little fella.
If you get lonely in tonight, I'm in the old chateau. There's no pressure.
It's funny you should say that, because as it happens, I did have some help from a rather spiffing bloke. He's taken a break from some crucial top-level sacking.
Now, I may be packing the kind of tackle that you'd normally expect to find swinging about between the hind legs of a Grand National winner. But I'm not totally stupid.
Security.
Security isn't a dirty word, beggar. Crevice is a dirty word, but security isn't. Personally, I'd recommend you get hold of a cocker spaniel, tie your suspect down on a chair with a potty on his head, then pop his todger between two flowery bats and shout, dinner time, Fido. Bugger me with a fish fork.